hear further from the word of the Lord in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. When Yehovah thy God shall bring thee to the land where thou comest to possess it, and shall shake out many nations from before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations of many and more numerous than thou. And when Yehovah thy God shall give them to thy faces, thou shalt smite them. Dooming thou shalt doom them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor be gracious to them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give to his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take to thy son. For they will turn aside thy son from following after me, that they may serve other gods. So the anger of Yehovah will be fierce against you, and blot thee out hastily. But thus thou shalt do to them. You shall tear down their altars, and break down their statues, and hew down their groves, and burn up their graven images with fire. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, which I command thee this day, to do them. And it shall be, if you hear these judgments, and keep and do them, then Yehovah thy God shall keep for thee the covenant and the mercy which he promised to thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy belly and the fruit of thy ground, thy grain and thy must and thy olive oil, the progeny of thy oxen and the enrichment of thy flock on the ground which he promised to thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be sterile or barren ones among you or among your beasts. And Yehovah will remove from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all that hate thee. But Yehovah thy God shall put them before thy face and shall upset them with great upset until they be blotted out. And he shall deliver their kings into thy hand, and thou shalt make their name perish from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have blotted them out. We also read from True Christian Religion, the chapter on charity, number 409. Before the Lord came into the world, hardly anyone knew what the internal man was, or what charity was. This is why in many places he taught loving care, which is charity. And this is a difference between the Old and New Testaments, or covenants. The Lord taught that kindness should be done out of charity to an opponent or an enemy in the passage from Matthew. And when Peter asked him how many times he should forgive one who sinned against him, whether it should be as many as seven times, he replied, "Not up to seven times, I tell you, but up to 70 times seven." I have been told from heaven that the Lord forgives everyone his sins and never punishes him for them or even imputes them to him, because he is love itself and good itself. Nevertheless, the sins are not wiped away by this, for it is only by repentance that they can be wiped away. For if he told Peter to forgive up to 70 times seven, is there anything that the Lord himself would not do? Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.